When Gatehouse Media sold the Medford Mail Tribune in 2017 for $15 million, the newspaper printed an article with the headline, "Mail Tribune, Back in Local Hands." But its new owner lives in Pennsylvania. Stephen Saslow bought the Tribune and its sister paper, the Ashland Tidings, under the business name Rosebud Media LLC. Then he hired a video team.
Here's your Rosebud update. I'm Lauren Foreman.
Rosebud. Team USA did it.
The same week that he finalized the purchase, Saslow secured financing from Sinclair Broadcasting Group, with essentially all of Rosebud's assets listed as collateral. Sinclair owns more TV stations than any other broadcast company nationwide. It also operates other stations that it does not own under agreements that help the media conglomerate reach even more households than federal caps normally allow. Still, the Federal Communications Commission lets these deals continue. So, back in the Rogue Valley, Rosebud Media owns the Mail Tribune and Ashland Tidings, and it has partnered with KTVL, the local Sinclair TV station that's now in the process of moving into the Mail Tribune building. Saslow says the two companies will soon launch a 24/7 news channel.
The plan for both newspapers is to expand the work that we're doing past a print platform onto other digital platforms so that we become on air, online, mobile, print, and events.
Sinclair is known for requiring its local stations to read conservative commentaries on air. Similarly, Rosebud publishes only video commentaries that tend conservative. Rosebud owner Stephen Saslow also has a hand in the Tribune's editorials, including political endorsements. Former Tidings editor Burt Etling says that last year, the editorial board was leaning towards endorsing Democratic candidate Jamie McLeod Skinner for Oregon's 2nd Congressional District seat. But the board first waited to hear from Saslow.
We had a discussion and it was kind of tabled because Stephen's going to make the call anyway, so there's no point in us making a decision.
Saslow said the board should endorse Republican Congressman Greg Walden, so it did. Walden later won the seat. Since 2016, Walden has received more campaign contributions than any other lawmaker from Sinclair's Political Action Committee. Walden pushed hard for dropping cross-ownership rules, which previously prohibited broadcast companies from owning newspapers. Meanwhile, Rosebud's video commentaries, hosted by commentator Larry Menti, also favor Republican perspectives.
The conventional rules of politics don't apply to Donald Trump, because he's not a lifelong politician. He sets his own playground rules and then invites his opponents to come and play. And every opponent who takes the bait loses.
Menti films these videos for Rosebud from the New York area. In fact, many of the key people working for Rosebud live on the other side of the country. All the while, the company has laid off local staff from the Tribune and Tidings newsrooms, including James Cutrona, the former layout designer. Cutrona says Rosebud's owner, Stephen Saslow, is focused on diverting assets away from print.
He's pretty set on minimizing all of the attention towards the physical paper.
Other current and former Tribune staff told me they're required to shoot video with most of their articles, so they likely won't pursue a story that doesn't have a visual element to it. It's a big change from the newspaper that was the first in Oregon to win the Pulitzer Prize for its investigative journalism. These changes and the outside corporate money from Sinclair have some local media watchers concerned. Ashland City Councilor Julie Akins is the former news director of KOBI, another local TV station. She has also written articles for both papers.
We have smart people who live here, and they know the difference between homogenized content created in some other state and local content. And what we're paying for as readers and viewers is local content, and I want to see more of that, not less.
But media corporations are growing larger than ever before, whether through mergers or partnerships or outright buyouts, and their cost-cutting measures largely include shrinking newsrooms. As this trend continues, the Rogue Valley and rural communities across the country could very well get less local news coverage from fewer and fewer people. April Ehrlich, JPR News.